Oh yeah, welcome everybody to TTJ Talk, coming at you from ttjtech.net. Here it is, another episode for your enjoyment. Folks, I tell you what, the weather is changing out there. Fall is not only well underway, but we're already just about to Thanksgiving. And I can tell you this, the very next episode we're going to have after this one is indeed our TTJ Holiday Gift Guide, coming out just in time for that Black Friday shopping. You don't want to miss it, my friends, because we're going to talk about all our personal favorite gadgets for the year 2020, and it is packed full of all kinds of great tech. We got iPads in there, friends. We got iPhones. We got TVs. We got all kinds of gadgets for your home, for your family, for your classes, whatever they might be. We even got some coffee in there. It's a big gift guide. It's packed full this year. You don't want to miss it. All right, so here we go. What was that? Yeah, weird sound there. I hope you didn't hear it. If you did, I apologize. It's really not a big deal if you heard it, I don't think, but it's kind of weird. A little bit of distortion at the end of that audio track there. Interesting. Anyway, folks, here we are. We have a couple of things to review today. And then, of course, as I mentioned, next time we'll get into our very awesome, long-anticipated holiday gift guide. Two product reviews and a discussion. That's what's in store today. Lots and lots of stuff. Let's kick it off right now. Our first product to review. Hope you got yourself a drink, a snack, whatever. Our first product to review today is the HomePod Mini. I am excited, my friends. You know, we've been talking about this product now for some time, ever since Apple first made reference to it at its what otherwise might be known as its iPhone event, right? And I told you we had several of them on order. I've received two out of the four that I've ordered. That's because my kids wanted Space Gray, and the Space Gray one was a little bit back-ordered. I anticipate receiving that next week, but I have my two white ones for our home already and for our family. These things, they're awesome. They are really, really awesome. Let's talk about what probably is the question at the forefront of everybody's mind. What do they sound like, and how does the sound compare to what I'll call their big brother or big sister, whatever gender you want to choose to assign to them today? And that is the larger HomePod, the regular HomePod. You know, it's an interesting question for people to ask, even, because common sense would prevail here. And would tell you that, you know, there's no possible way that these little tiny HomePod minis could have the exact same sound as their bigger counterparts. And of course, that's true. They don't. These new HomePods are so light. And as I record, I'm walking towards mine now so I can hold it in the palm of my hand, which I literally can do. And here it is, and it's just so little, and it's like, I mean, they describe it as an orange, but with a flat bottom and a flat top, and the flat top, of course, has this little wavelength display, and
Play.
You can hear VoiceOver say play when I touch the play on the screen and so forth. And if I double tap that, I could start playback that way. And, you know, of course, we can use Siri with it. We can talk to Siri, which I'm going to do right now. So lock your devices, cover them up if you don't want them to be bothered by this. Hey, Siri, how's it going?
Hey, I can't complain. Thanks for asking.
All right. I can't really, I can't really play music on the HomePod for you at any length because I don't want to get copyright infringements. It's against the law to really do that unless I get permission. I could try to play something royalty-free, but I don't know what I'd play that would really allow it to demonstrate its true audio colors, we'll say. So I'm just going to describe, okay? How does the audio sound? Not quite what it is on the bigger counterpart, of course, but now let's talk about it for what it is and for what it costs. For a little tiny speaker that can literally fit and be held in the palm of your hand, which costs only $99, it is an absolutely amazing audio experience. It sounds phenomenal, and it blows the competition out of the water. So I don't care if you have Echo Dot, Google Nest Home, you know, Mini, whatever those things are called now, you know, and there's slightly larger counterparts. Do you know that with some of these other products, you got to get subwoofers and all other kinds of things to even come remotely close to equaling what the sound of the HomePods are? Well, this is no exception. This HomePod Mini is everything Apple said it would be and more. It totally and completely lives up to Apple's remarkable and amazing standards for quality and for excellence. They've raised the bar on what small speakers ought to be and what they ought to be capable of. They've really, really raised the bar, and they've set a new standard for this that everybody else is going to wish they could reach and every other customer is going to wish they could have. Achieving this level of sound quality is something that can only be done by a company like Apple. Now, the processor they've used in this thing is the S5, the same thing that shipped with the Apple Watch Series 5, and that allows for some really cool stuff to happen. And so that is part of the whole equation here, because it's really constantly making adjustments to the audio. It's analyzing it, I think, something like 180 times a second and, you know, comparing it to what it's been playing and the surroundings and so forth. And so it is my opinion that everyone should have at least one of these things on their Christmas list, as you'll find out when we get into our holiday gift guide next time. But I really believe it. They make great stocking stuffers. And again, at just $99, I mean, man, I don't know if they'll go on sale anywhere for Black Friday, but even if they don't, you can't beat that. It's just really, really awesome. You know, they're the size of some of these competition speakers, and yet they offer way better sound. Way better sound. All right, so that's settled. The sound of a HomePod Mini, while it doesn't, you know, quite equal what its big brother, I mean, you wouldn't expect it to. If it did, we'd have a problem, and Apple would have a problem, because they'd say, why am I going to sell the larger one? It doesn't make any sense. Well, no, it doesn't. It's not supposed to. If you want home theater audio and really, really high-end, professional-sounding, high-quality audio from a larger speaker, you need a HomePod. In fact, you really need two HomePods to create a stereo pair. You'll have an unrivaled and unmatched experience, and I want to talk about that in a minute or two. But first, I just want to say that even though it doesn't equal that, it is very, very close, and it far beats anything else that's out there in its size and price range. Now, let's see. Here's the next thing I want to talk about. Setup. It is amazing how simple it is. It is exactly the same as with the larger HomePod. And so if you're curious about the setup process, what I want you to do is I want you to go back and listen to our HomePod podcast that we recorded and released over the summer. And we actually did put it through its paces and demo a lot of features on it. And true enough, it did an outstanding job. And the setup is so simple. You simply plug it in. Now, one major difference is it still has a built-in plug, a built-in cord like the larger HomePod, but the other end of it is actually USB-C. And it appears to me by feel that Apple is supplying that really ubiquitous now 20-watt power adapter. I don't know if that's what comes with some of the other iPads. I guess it would. I don't know if it is or isn't, but I know that with the most of the iOS lineup. Now, I guess that's not true with, like, you know, Apple TV and so forth. But this, I mean, we're talking about all these other ones, right? They have this 20-watt USB-C power adapter in there. So maybe it's not quite ubiquitous, but it's pretty popular now. It comes with the iPad 8th generation. You can get it for the iPhone and the MagSafe, all that stuff. And it, again, it's a 20-watt with USB-C. So the integrated power cord just plugs into that, and then that plugs into your wall. So as soon as you've done that, you wait a few seconds, and the HomePod makes this little vroom noise, and it's ready to go. And you just, now you just, I didn't do that noise justice, by the way. It's far richer and bassier than what I did. You then will open your iPhone, and I just mean unlock it. Just bring it to the home screen, you know, and it instantly detects the HomePod. You bring it close to the HomePod Mini, and it says, you want to set it up? Yes, I want to set it up, you know, and you just walk through the steps. Again, we did the whole process on the other podcast about the initial HomePod, and the entire setup process, I'd say, is complete within under a minute, certainly less than 2 minutes, and you can start using it. Now, it does take a few minutes, and this is true with the big HomePod as well. It does take a few minutes of continued behind-the-scenes work for everything to be fully ready to go. So some requests right out of the gate may not work the first time or two that you try them, but give them a few minutes. Certainly within the hour, they will be completely ready. And again, that's just certain features. The basics are ready to go right away, and you can start using your HomePod Mini immediately. Now, you know, so what are these best for? I think a living room, you're going to be better off with a large HomePod, if not two large HomePods. And I'm going to, again, come back to that in a moment because I have something to share with you. But if you do want to think about what these might be useful for, maybe a kitchen, you know, a kitchen counter or something like that. We kind of have ours in a kitchen. Maybe your bedrooms, you know, again, that's a great device to have by the bedside. And that's what our plan is with the other ones. So there's a lot of great use for this, you know, and really even an outdoor kind of experience, though these are not meant to be outdoors. So you can't use them out in the rain. You can't use them, you know, in those kinds of settings. But if you had a nice screened in porch and it was a nice day, moderate temperature and so forth, you know, I'm not going to speak for Apple. I don't know what they would say, but I know it's not meant to be out in the weather in the elements, but you know, certainly an enclosed covered area, you know, again, I can't tell you what to do there, but it would certainly enhance your experience, your picnic, you know? So this is a really, really great device, and it is, it's everything that its larger counterpart is as far as features and functionality, right? So you can stereo pair it with another HomePod Mini. You can use Siri for all kinds of requests. I'm telling you, please listen to the other podcast because we demonstrated a ton of things with that. Playing music, asking questions about music, asking general inquiries of Siri, you know, how many cups are in a gallon, and who is... you know, how old is the president, or where was, Abraham Lincoln born, or what, you know, asking about movies and business information and TV shows. And of course, you know, setting timers and alarms. It's great as a kitchen timer, right? Making calendar events and reminders. And of course, I mentioned the grocery list to you because that's a fantastic experience. Voice recognition is just superb. And so everybody in the household has their own accounts associated with this through the Apple Home app. And that means you can easily, you know, get your own text messages and phone calls and stuff. You can ask who's calling and answer the phone. And the handoff experience as you bring the device, as you bring your phone close to it, you know, will transfer a phone call, music, or a podcast between the two devices. So, really, really great. The HomePod and HomePod Mini support ambient sounds. You know, I don't know if that's copyrighted or not. I would try it, but I'm just not sure. But, you know, you can ask it to play ocean sounds, play forest sounds, play, I don't know, birds or rain. There's all kinds of them. And those are called ambient sounds, you know, and those are there. You're, of course, weather and news and... of course, some of the latest features that I want to talk about in version 14.2 and beyond now, we have access to. As a matter of fact, let me do something. Let me just step back and let me walk you through what's been added to the HomePod since its initial release, because I think that's worth mentioning. At its initial release, it technically was 11.3. And in 11.4, right away, we already got some great enhancements. We got AirPlay 2 for multi-room audio and stereo pairing. And we got calendar support on the HomePod. And then I believe it was not until version 12 that we got phone call support directly on the HomePod. And I think also at that point we got multiple timers and we could name our timers, right? So set a pizza timer, set a laundry timer, you know, that kind of thing. We can do that on our HomePod. And then in version 13, of course, we got ambient sounds. We got the handoff feature I described a few minutes ago, and we got voice recognition, which I described. So that's a great, great feature. Now in version 14, we've got some new things again. We've got the ability to use third-party music apps on our HomePod directly, something I really don't care about because to me, there's no better music app than the Apple Music app. If SiriusXM would decide to make its radio stations available directly on the HomePod, I would not complain because that is a nice kind of different approach to music that I sometimes like, so that's okay. But I love Apple Music Radio, and I love all of Apple Music, and that's my music source. So I really don't care that, you know, Pandora or Amazon Music or, you know, any of the others will work on the HomePod, but it is nice to know for those people who are wanting it that it is there, it is doable. Pandora already supports it. I think you'll see more coming in the very near future. That's one new feature in 14, as I was saying, 14.2 and later, I guess. The other ones are, you have the What's My Update feature. You can say to Siri, what's my update? She will give you the weather. She will give you your calendar and reminders for the day. And she will give you the news. And you can, again, just like we talked about before, you can use NPR, Fox News, and I think Washington Post, and CNN as your default news sources. And a separate request you can ask is play Apple News Today. That's the audio briefing that Apple News has. But you can get this other, you know, kind of current news overview of the highlights as part of the What's My Update command. Now, another thing that you will find is another new feature in 14.2 is the intercom feature. And you can say, hey, you know who, intercom, and she'll say, go ahead. And you can literally speak what you want to say, and it will play on all the other HomePods. Anyone in the home can reply to an intercom message by saying reply and then speak their request. You can also designate a room so it doesn't have to play all throughout the home, all right? So you can designate bedroom or, you know, a person's name of their HomePod. And by the way, one of the really cool things about this intercom feature is that while it does require the existence of at least one or two HomePods in the home, you don't have to be, and you're not limited to just the HomePod. You can make announcements from the Apple Home app and from Siri on any of the devices. I don't think Apple TV, but any of the other devices, yes. And you can receive intercom messages on all of your devices. Again, I think tvOS being the exception, because who wants their movie or show interrupted, I guess. But anything else, you know, iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch. And I'm not sure that Mac does, but Apple Watch does. Home, obviously HomePods, AirPods also. And in the car with CarPlay. And when you receive it, you can tap on it to listen to it. It appears as a notification. You tap on it and it plays the message for you. So this is a really, really great experience. Intercom, it works flawlessly. And I love it. And of course, the other feature that I want to talk about, I said I'd share more about this with you again. And I think I shared it in the previous episode, but I really want to go into it a moment, is the HomePods as home theater speakers. Now, really, since the release of the initial HomePod with its initial software, you've been able to AirPlay from your Apple TV to a HomePod and then multiple HomePods once 11.4 came out. But now you can actually set your HomePods to be the default speakers of your television with Apple TV. The requirements are you have to have an Apple TV 4K, and it has to be listed in the Home app as being in the same room as at least one HomePod. I am not 100% sure that the minis will support this. It might have to be the large speaker, but don't hold me to that. I know it has to be the Apple TV 4K. At this point, you can, if you have your HomePod stereo paired as I do, so I've got two of them, a right and a left, you can it will use both of them. And what happens is now all the audio from my Apple TV plays through my HomePods, and it sounds great. There is no better sound. Again, it'll blow the roof off of even the best wired home theater systems that you might have. All right, even those don't sound as good. I'm not the only person who says this. And taking it a step further, if you have a show or a movie that is recorded and distributed in 4K with Dolby Atmos, these speakers will give you the Dolby Atmos experience. This is something you normally got to pay close to $1,000 for, and you can get it for really $300 or at least $600 with two HomePods. And I'm telling you, it's amazing. We watched The Mandalorian today. My kids love The Mandalorian, particularly because they love Baby Yoda on Disney Plus. We watched The Mandalorian, and it's like the people are all around you. And when they're spinning around, there was this spinning around today. You can actually hear them spinning. I mean, in the room, and these lasers and stuff like shooting across the room. It is so cool. It sounds really, really awesome. And there's nothing like it. And this is all through the HomePod. So it's amazing. And one of the nicest things about this experience is that if you want to use Siri for TV requests, you can certainly hold down the Siri button on your Apple Siri remote still. And you do need to do that if you want certain requests from Siri, like rewind 30 seconds while a TV show is playing. Well, your HomePod's not going to do that for you. It'll do it if it's playing music, but if it's playing, so you get what I'm saying. But you can actually hold down the Siri button. But then for other Siri requests that the HomePod natively supports, you don't even have to hold down the Siri button, so I can be watching TV and just speak it out because my HomePod's right there. Hey, Siri, turn on the lights, set a timer. Maybe we're making pizza at the same time as we're watching a movie, and we need to set a timer for it. So you just do that, and, it automatically knows to resume the play. It'll quiet for a second and say, okay, your timer's set, or 10 minutes and counting or whatever. Then it'll just keep, the audio just keeps right on coming. It's really, really cool. Really amazing and truly an awesome, awesome experience. So those are the new features, as I'm aware of them, in 14.2. And that's really the HomePod in a nutshell, with particular emphasis again on the HomePod Mini. If I haven't made it clear, I'd like to say it again that it is definitely worth your consideration. I really, really would highly encourage you to check it out. We'll be right back. I'm sitting here by another keyboard, another digital piano. We did a review of a Casio digital piano not so long ago. Well, I have another one for you. If you watch our YouTube channel, you might have already seen it. Is the Alesis Virtue 88 key digital piano, and one of my absolute favorites, right on par at least with the CDP-S350 we demonstrated and reviewed before. Note polyphony really makes this thing shine, but that's not its only great feature. There are 360 voices and a ton of rhythms. I think it's 200 or 260. You've got great auto accompaniment features, including the full range chord, which is something you won't find on the Casio or practically any other keyboard in this price range or above. It is different than the traditional, where the whole left hand is not available to play. So when I start my rhythm, I can't play these keys, right? I gotta play up there. But if we change it to full range chord, the whole piano is available. But watch what happens when I play my chords. Of the keyboard, the piano keys, all the 88s, and we can still get beautiful background accompaniment. Again, 200 rhythms with all different sorts of styles, variations, fill-ins, intros, endings, etc., 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 and tempo adjustment with a very convenient separate tempo up and tempo down button instead of us having to find an elusive sometimes tempo mode, which then changes the only arrow keys we've got. That doesn't work that way on this keyboard. I'm a big fan of the way it works. By the way, we can always play our drums ourselves. Yeah. There we go.
Okay, very good. Excellent.
Kind of funny. Here's some other sounds I really like. We're not going to go through all 360, not even half of that, but we're going to show you two or three that I really like, because why not? This organ. Oh, I think about my grandfather, who loved these organ sounds. He would just be, wow, he'd love it. This one. He used to like polkas. I don't remember what that song's even called. Okay, and how about this beautiful violin? Totally different end of the spectrum. If... Can I play that song? Anyhow, gorgeous violin sound, and I really don't know how to play that song very well, but you get the point. So, sorry about the mess-ups in it, okay? but it's a great violin. beautiful tremolo, vibrato, whatever you want to call it. And I love the instrument sounds on this keyboard. I mean, just across the board. You know, you got accordions, you got world instruments, you got flutes, you got brass and, you know, sound effects. All sorts of great things. I mentioned rhythms. I mentioned all this stuff. Demo songs, there's 80 of them. You can play along with popular songs. Now, I'm putting down the dust cover. One of the most beautiful things about this machine is it is a piece of furniture, right? It actually is a piece of furniture. It has, when you buy it for only $399, $400 at Sweetwater, it already has the stand. You have to assemble it. But the stand includes the pedals, which is really cool. So you get three pedals. You get soft, sostenuto, and the damper or sustain pedal built into the stand, and they plug into the keyboard. So it's not a separate piece. You don't have to worry about any of that. And then this beautiful wood finish, or I don't know if it's faux wood or real wood, but it feels and looks real. It is an amazing look. The dust cover has a built-in music stand, so it doesn't slide back. It lifts up, and then it exposes the keys and the buttons, and then built into the dust cover in the inside is a music rest so that you can place your music. Again, built-in speakers, obviously, and nothing else you need to buy because everything is there. When you get this, it's like instant on with a switch. I like that feature. It does have a volume knob. Other than that, you have two ways to change your sounds. You can change your sounds by entering the number. That's what I did. I knew the, you know, three-digit number for the organ that I wanted and the violin that I wanted. And so I just did that. You also have arrows, so you can go up and down that way, of course, as well. And the same thing with the rhythms and the songs. But for things like tempo, you actually have a separate control, as I was telling you before, separate up and down buttons, so you don't have to try to change that. You can easily change tempo on the fly. You can easily change sounds on the fly. You can easily turn on layer mode and split and you know, all those kinds of things. And there's even a transpose for those folks who would want something like that. So again, this is a really, really awesome instrument. When you purchase this, it includes 3 months access to Scoob Music, Scoob Premium. You can get an app for that in the App Store and sign up and pay once a year and save some money there. You actually are getting you're getting lessons. They have these built-in lessons you go through, but as you're playing, it actually listens to you. It uses your iPhone's microphone and so on to listen. You don't even have to physically connect a MIDI, a keyboard through MIDI to it. It will listen to you, and it pretty much always gets it right, whether you got it right or not, you know, and it knows whether to move on. There's live support. Take lessons live. You have a couple of different options. Now, let's just talk about the outputs. There are speaker outputs if you do want to connect this to an external system. There are two USB ports. One is for connecting to an iPad, iPhone, or computer by way of the MIDI, but it's USB, of course, MIDI over USB for things like GarageBand, for example. So you can do that with this keyboard, with this piano. There is a USB port. And there's also the other kind of USB port that allows you to connect, for example, a flash drive. Sweetwater's website, the description of this says that you can use that for playing MP3s. That's literally what it says. I have not tested this yet. I don't know how that is done, so I can't give you a personal report on it. But supposedly, if the information that I'm, you know, interpreting, if I'm interpreting it correctly, it would seem to indicate that you could actually, you know, take your favorite song in MP3 format, put it on a flash drive, play it through the built-in speakers of this keyboard or piano, if you want to call it that, and play along. So as in any review, you know, we have to give every side to the story. I don't really have any cons or negatives to say about this. There's one thing that some people may view as less desirable, and that is the fact that these are non-weighted or synth action keys. They are not even really semi-weighted, which means that, you know, they feel very, very light to, you know, that when you play them, you definitely know you're not playing weighted hammer action keys, where the Casio did indeed have the hammer action keys. So that may be a, you know, could potentially be a deterrent for some people if they want weighted keys. Most people don't care unless they're playing, you know, well, even some classical players no longer care. You know, the industry and the world have really changed. A lot of people are fine with non-weighted keys. You could occasionally run across somebody who does care. So I just wanted to at least put that out there. It doesn't bother me. I love this instrument. It is my favorite keyboard. It's amazing. And I really, really love playing it. And for the price, you know me by now. If you follow TTJ for any length of time, you know I'm a lot about getting the most, as I always say, bang for your buck. That to me is something worth a lot, you know. I can spend more than $400 on a piano if I needed to. Praise God, he supplies. I can do that. But I, you know, the fact that I can get all of this for that price, and the fact that I can get it all in one package, and I don't have to do it piecemeal, that is a, you know, really important thing to me, because it is, you know, it's just nice. I don't have to buy a separate stand. I don't have to buy separate pedals. It's all there. It's all in one. And it even actually comes with a bench, by the way. I don't use the bench. I think the bench would be best suited for very small people, either kids or folks with small build. I think if you get anything even medium build, especially if you're a pretty dramatic piano player who doesn't sit very still, I don't really think that bench is going to hold up very long. I really haven't tested it, but that's my feeling. It's more like a square, like the seating area is more like a padded square stool than what a traditional bench would look like. It's kind of an X-frame bench, but you know what? It's really nice of Alesis to put it in there. It's nice that they thought of everything with this keyboard, because I really do believe they did think of everything. And again, $399 at Sweetwater, you can't beat that price. There's nothing else in that price range with that set of features. The closest you're going to come to it is the Casio CDP-S350, which is still higher than that in price, and reasonably so, rightfully so, because of the weighted hammer action keys. That in and of itself adds price, you know, adds to the cost. But, I mean, I'm telling you, guys, this thing's amazing. If you heard that sound, I just talk with my hands and I just bump the iPad there. So I don't know if you heard that or not, coming along the iPad. But it is. It's a fantastic unit, worth every penny and more. I'd pay more for that. And most times you have to. As I say, if you know anything else in the price range, you try to find something at that price that comes with the pedals and the stand that has all those sounds. You know, that is more than a general MIDI set of sounds, right? A standard, for those who know, some of you have no idea what I'm talking about. That's okay. I won't spend long on it, but just those of you who know, a general MIDI set is 128 sounds. This has 360 sounds. That's huge. And what, more than double, you know? So it's really a great, great instrument. And as I said, I particularly love the layout and the interface, how easy it is to use. The buttons are very, very easy to figure out where they are once you memorize them, because they're like in blocks. You'll have a section where there's like, you know, six or eight buttons together, and then you'll have a gap, and then you'll have another block of buttons, you know, and then like separate panels kind of. So it's easy to know what does what. It's easy to keep track of things, and it's easy to say, you know, top left button, top right, because, you know, in that particular row or in that particular grid, it's the top left button or the top bottom right, you know, so you can easily keep track of that. Again, important functions like tempo being placed separate from everything else and being able to be used without having to change modes, you know, nice, nice features. So we highly recommend this Alesis Virtue, A-L-E-S-I-S, Virtue. I really I love purchasing from Sweetwater. They have a great customer service. You get a little sweet treat with your purchase, Laffy Taffy and Tootsie Rolls and just, it's kind of fun to find that when you open your box, your package, you know. But they are a great company. Their support and service are excellent. They're knowledgeable. They're very good. So that's my recommendation. You can buy this elsewhere as well. I think you can even buy it on Amazon. And they were very, very back-ordered at Sweetwater for a while, two different times this year. When I went to get it over the summer, there was a huge back order, and then there was again. But I just saw recently they got more in, so the time to do it is maybe now. You might see it in our holiday gift guide as well. All right. The last product I want to talk about today before we wind things up. I know we're going a bit long, but I do want to talk about my other new toy recently, and that is the 27-inch iMac with a 3.0 gigahertz Core i5 processor, a 6-core processor, 16 gigabytes of memory, a 1 terabyte Fusion drive, and of course the 27-inch Retina 5K display. I got mine with a Magic Keyboard and a Magic Mouse 2, but also added the Magic Trackpad 2 into the mix. My kids really wanted a mouse, so now we have both. Why did I get a Mac? You know, we've been talking a lot about replacing your computer with an iPad, and I want to be very clear, that's what I do. I use the iPad for everything. I use the iPad for every aspect of life. It's always there, and I really have no need for the Mac. And the iPad is my go-to device. This podcast is being recorded on the iPad. This podcast will be edited and produced on the iPad, and it will be published using the iPad. And it'll probably be listened to using the iPhone or the iPad. If I had to pick just one of the devices, I would definitely choose the iPad. I got a Mac because I am going to be offering, well, we, the team and I, are going to be offering some training courses, starting with a month with the Mac. So we're going to be offering some Macintosh training starting in January, and I wanted to be up on things. Having said that, I use the Mac for certain workflows now, simply because it is here. Home sharing is great. Video editing, I actually still prefer to do on the iPad, but there are some aspects of it that can be really fun on the Mac. And same thing with the something with audio editing. I love audio editing on the iPad. It works great on the iPhone. You can do it on there, but I prefer the larger screen. So I might use the iPad for one aspect of audio editing while using the Mac for another. Converting video to audio, yeah, I can do that on the iPad, but it's super easy to do on the Mac. So, you know, using QuickTime Player. So there are some nice features. So I just want to really quickly talk about Mac OS Big Sur. I've said before, if I had to, you know, come up with a name for an operating system, that would be my, that's my favorite one yet, Mac OS Big Sur. I told you this in the previous podcast. So just to give you an update on that, it is Mac OS 11, and I really, really like Mac OS Big Sur. There's some really cool stuff that you can do with Mac OS Big Sur, and if you want to learn about the Mac, we are going to be offering our very first Mac course. As I said, it's called A Month with the Mac. This is the first time we're ever offering it. It's not the only course we're offering. Right now, we're in the middle of our VoiceOver In and Out course for 2020, and our Month with the Mac will begin in January. In February, we're going to be offering midwinter mini courses on using tvOS, HomePod software, watchOS, and more with VoiceOver. And we're also going to be teaching about Apple Pay, the Apple Wallet app, and overall financial well-being and health. And then we'll go right into my favorite course, our flagship course, the iPad for All Computing course, which really, truly does teach you how to replace your computer with an iPad. That course begins in March and goes through May. All of these courses, my friends, are completely free of charge. There is no cost to these courses. This is a specific thing that God has called us to do, and we are happy to do it. And so we volunteer to make these courses available. They are online. They are virtual. And they're available. So if you're interested in these courses, I want you to get in touch with us, because we still can accept students. You can go to ttjtech.net, our website, again, Tango Tango Juliet, and then tech.net, and that's the web address. You can contact us there and let us know that you want to be registered for one or more of those courses. Again, they're entirely free. We're also still offering virtual help sessions every Tuesday and Thursday, absolutely free, every Tuesday and Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern to Central, and every other Saturday. All right. They will be on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, so that if you got your new toys and you want some help, you can give us a call and we will be only too happy to help you out. So there you go, my friends. That's going to do it. And I want to thank you for tuning in today to TTJ Talk. And I want to let you know we're going to be coming back very soon with our holiday gift guide, which you don't want to miss. So stay tuned for that in our next episode. Until then, folks, thanks so much. Hey, God bless you, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe to our blog at ttjtech.net. And we'll see you back here again really soon on TTJ Talk. Bye-bye, everybody.